And now Alcinous called on Helios and Laodamas to dance alone, for none could rival them. So taking in hand a goodly purple ball, which skillful Polybus had made them, one, bending backward, flung it toward the dusky clouds. The other, leaping upward from the earth, easily caught the ball before his feet touched ground again. Then, after they had tried the ball straight in the air, they danced upon the bounteous earth with tossings to and fro. Other young men beat time for them, standing around the ring, and a loud sound of stamping rose. Then to Alcinous said royal Odysseus, "Mighty Alcinous, renowned of all, you boasted that your dancers were the best, and now it's proved true. I'm amazed to see." He spoke. Revered Alcinous was pleased. And to the Phaeacians, who delight in oars, he straightway said, "Hearken, Phaeacian captains and counselors, this stranger really seems a man of understanding. Come then, and let us give such guest gift as is meet." 12 honored kings bear sway throughout this land, and are its rulers, and a 13th am I. Let each present a spotless robe and tunic, and a talent of precious gold. And let us speedily fetch all together, so that the stranger, having these in hand, may come to supper glad at heart. Let, too, Euryalus give satisfaction to the man by word and gift, for his speech was unbecoming. He spoke, and all approved and gave their orders. And for the bringing of the gifts each man sent forth his page. But Euryalus made answer to the king and said, "Mighty Alcinous, renowned of all, I will indeed give satisfaction to the stranger as you bid, for I will give this brazen blade. Its hilt is silver, and a sheath of fresh-cut ivory encloses it. Of great worth he will find it." So saying, he put into Odysseus' hands the silver-studded sword, and speaking in winged words, he said, "Hail, good old stranger! If any word was uttered that was harsh, straight let the sweeping winds bear it away. But the gods grant that you may see your wife and reach your land. For long cut off from friends, you have been meeting hardship." Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "You too, my friend, all hail. May the gods grant you fortune, and may you never miss the sword you give, making amends besides in what you say."